For many years, the University of Illinois has been at the center of the debate over symbols or mascots seen as demeaning to Native Americans. At Illinois, this debate involved the chief, a figure dressed in buckskin who performed at the school's football and basketball games. The chief is no longer the school's mascot. And this week, there was another development in the controversy involving this. University officials have decided the school band, the Marching Illini, will no longer play the so-called war chant at sporting events like tomorrow's season-opening football game. Joining us now is Brian Moline from member station WILL in Urbana. Brian, tell us more about this. Who made this decision and why?
Well, this seems to be a joint decision made by university administration and by athletic department officials. It was kind of a strange rollout on this, Jeremy. It started to spread on social media about a week ago after a student group that was playing the war chant at a soccer game was told to stop by athletic department officials. The next day, athletic department spokesman Kent Brown confirmed that the university would no longer use the war chant during athletic events. And then athletic director Josh Whitman released an open letter to fans about the decision the next day.
And is this because the war chant is seen as racist?
It is seen as definitely insensitive to Native American culture, I would say, Jeremy. And it really goes back to the university's ongoing issues with the retired Chief Illiniwek. They retired Chief Illiniwek as their university mascot or symbol in 2007. After about 20 years of protests from various members of the Native American community and the campus community here at the university, but the some of the music still associated with the chief had been still used at athletic department events. And really, there is still some music that the Marching Illini will play during their halftime show that is still associated with Chief Illiniwek.
And this has been a very controversial issue. I mean, I'm a native of Urbana. I know this from my whole life. People either big-time pro-chief or big-time anti-chief at the games. And in fact, if you go to a basketball game now, you'll still see people wearing T-shirts with the chief on it, even though the official logo now is just like an eye, right? What is the reaction to this latest decision by the university to end the war chant?
Well, as you might expect, Jeremy, it is still a controversial issue here in Champaign-Urbana. There are critics of the chief who are very happy about that decision, including University of Illinois professor Jay Rosenstein, who actually made a documentary called In Whose Honor about 20 years ago that really, I think, kind of put into words and pictures a lot of the anti-chief sentiment around campus. And there are longtime Illini fans who are upset by the decision as well. There's been a lot of conversation on social media on both sides of this.
And is this the end of the debate now?
By no means. There is still a music known as the 3-in-1, which actually the Marching Illini have been playing since before Chief Illiniwek even started performing back in the 1920s. That music will still continue, and the athletic department says there's no interest in ending the use of that music here at the university.
That's Brian Moline, host of Morning Edition on WILL in Urbana, Illinois. Brian, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.